What's up, buddy?
Who's this?
This is Mike V.
How you doing, Mike?
All right, what's going on?
Kate Proctoid, man.
Huh?
Where have you been all of our lives?
Hey, I've been around. Been doing cars, working for Paul.
You've been doing Paul?
No cars.
Don't let the word out.
I know, I better not tell you, huh?
Yeah, I'd be the wrong guy to tell. There's nobody listening. Don't worry about it.
That's all right.
Well, listen, it's nice to be had by you, pal. Have a great life.
Hey, we owe you a free wash, though.
We're in the car, too. Where are you?
We're in Boca right now.
But, I mean, where's your place?
We move around. We come to you.
Oh, you come to us?
And on you.
And you scrub it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, come on down, and we'll let you scrub it, okay? If you can find it, you can scrub it.
All right, buddy.
Have a great luck, pal. See ya. Get out of here. We have an open line on the Star line, Star IOD, and the pound line is still, there was somebody on there, but they're not holding. We're paying for it, and they're still not holding, which just amazes me at pound IOD. Strange. Here's a St. Petersburg. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people up here are peeing a ring around themselves, you know. They can't handle it, but can I take a minute to explain what these toad busters don't understand?
Toad busters?
Yeah, the toad busters.
That's what I've been told.
What they don't realize is that two different areas. Your area, it's an area that aspires to some level of sophistication.
Some, not much,
some.
A little bit, yeah.
You know, you can be mugged and shot by a guy that demands your money in any of seven different languages.
Right, that's true.
We think, you know, a lot of people...
We have world-class crime here.
Oh, the lightning. But what you'll realize is the back of the program, it says, thanks for visiting the Thunderdome. Don't forget your teeth.
Yeah, but all over here it says don't forget your teeth when you leave the restaurant.
Well, there are a lot of
gummers. You can hear the sound of that glass fizzing. That's always a good reminder.
Yeah, there are a lot of gummers, but they don't gag.
Yeah.
You know, and another thing you don't realize about lightning games. Halfway through the third period, they stop play for a few minutes so the announcer can say, the Floral City Trailer Park is now loading.
Yeah, that's right before they start playing Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That's right. Let Mrs. Fiorella be escorted to the bus as she has a tendency to wander around.
Yeah.
And the Thunderdome is in the middle of Darky Town.
Yeah.
It's sad stuff. But, Neil.
Yeah.
There were some good times.
There were some good times. Like, there were some interesting, like when we came over there, we had some really good times.
Oh, the mall appearance? You were on TV.
Clearwater Mall was sensational.
Absolutely.
Had a good time over there watching Kurt doing his drag routine in an empty restaurant. That was exciting.
Randy got fanned.
Great meals at Donatello's, and that Basta's place in St. Pete was dynamite.
Velveeta kissed her foot, I think it was, wasn't it?
All those great rides in Velveeta's beautiful palatial car, I'll never forget those.
And a free hot dog at Mel.
Free weenie, that's right.
You can't get enough weenies around here.
Right.
So, Neil, it's been fun, it's been real, but as my friend said as he walked out of the court, there were some good times, there were some bad times, but the marriage didn't work.
Oh! Right.
Have a nice one.
See ya! We have an open line on the green lines. It's Farewell Friday for the West Coast. It's been a real tweet. Phil Henry will continue to be on over there, by the way, at least for the foreseeable future. I don't see any problem with that. I think he'll do just fine, especially on a station that's got, like, all the big numbers that they're going to have the rest of the day, at least from 6 in the morning till 2. Lasseter will do all right. He'll be following something that kind of, like, fits in. And I'm not going to even get into it. There's no point. I've said everything that needs to be said. Bitter disappointment. Nobody here is blaming... Well, I won't say nobody here. I'm certainly not blaming him for, you know, whatever we did or didn't do over there. But just the whole ambiance and the attitude sucked. And, you know, just vindictive and bitter, basically, is what it's all about. So he'll work his way up to a 2.5, 2.8. He'll be all right. Here's Tampa. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Neil?
Pretty good, sir.
We're dying over here.
Are you?
Yeah, well, there's nothing left. I mean, you just talked about the Blobster. There's not much there for people that are 35 or under or have much of a personality to listen to. And
I'm dying over here.
We are, and I don't blame you. I can't really logically argue the decision.
No, it works out better for everybody. Like I said, I didn't realize it until I talked to Velveeta last night that they had this other thing in the works that they were going to put on 6 to 8 instead of the tapes, which they realized that those tapes were a killer. And as long as they had that in the works, they figured, well, we're, you know, kind of forced our hand, so now we're going to do it, and they're going to wind up way ahead of the game with it.
So this was something that was planned and not slapped together at the last minute?
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's not like I'm doing something out of spite. I'm doing it because I need it for me here, and they're being forced to do it because it's going to help them.
Yeah, no, I like I said, logically, there's not really an argument against it.
No.
You were talking the other day about the share of this market and the country kind of aspect to it.
20%.
Well, I came up here from Miami, and one of the first things I noticed was that you kind of replaced the heavy Latin influence of South Florida with a real heavy redneck influence here.
Yep.
And you draw a lot of Julios and Juliettes there, but you don't draw a lot of the straw hair type.
Not a lot of nose pickers.
Yeah. So it's unfortunate. We're going to miss it, though.
Well, I appreciate it, pal.
And, one dying request, a shameless dying request.
And keep one finger loose at all times, yes?
I do my best. Just a couple of Harry carts. We love those.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, and you're a douchebag.
See ya! Bye. We have an open line on the green line. It won't last for long. There are all these closet people now coming out of the closet to say farewell and...
Hey, Neil. F*** you.
And that, too. Here's St. Petersburg. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes.
How you doing, Pally?
I'm doing great. We have an open line on the green line. Well, that was cute. But I just can't chance it. You know, I guess I could have put him on hold, but why bother? Anyway, we won't have any shortage of calls on the green line. In fact, we've never had any shortage of calls on the green line. It's very rarely, like once in a blue moon or once, you know, once in a while when... Zelensky started potchking around with the tower or with a transmitter, and they were like on 6 watts going straight into the Gulf. But other than that, they were smoking. I will say that. Thank you at least for keeping the phone smoking the last almost 2 years. They may not listen in large numbers, but they sure do call. Speaking of Chronics, by the way, here's a fax from KC in St. Pete. I'm not even upset with him today, as chronic as he is, and he really is, to a point of nausea. But here's the facts. It says, inaugural meeting of the No Neil Rogers on the Radio Support Group. In other words, we have no life, is what he's trying to say. Monday, 7 to 10 p.m. at Crystal Restaurant on Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Topics to be discussed. 1, satellite dish purchase. 2, moving to South Florida. Oh, please, don't do that. 3, GE Super Radio. And 4, getting a life.
Oh,
now you're talking. Neil, we will miss you, and the Marlins suck. Well, we may suck, but we're like 500, 11 and 11. Won another big one yesterday in front of 25 or 26,000 people, or whatever it allegedly was. It allegedly was like 30-some, but trust me. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
I was listening yesterday to Rick Riley's crappy promotion from the Whitbread reception area.
And I wet my pants.
Yeah.
Terrible. He didn't even do any homework. I don't know who does promotions or if it's Rick really... Rick's idea.
Man.
But the
I need help.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
The reception area wasn't even open until 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they had a guy walking around saying, there's nobody here.
Oh, but we're famous for that. This station has sent out more guys, including Alex Bennett, who deserved it. I remember, forget, they sent him to do a remote at the home show on the beach, and there was nobody there.
Because
the place wasn't open yet.
Not to mention the Garlic Festival.
Right, the Garlic Festival was dynamite. I mean, that wasn't on the air, but it should have been. That was special. That was with Tom Denenberg's parting shot to me. Let's see if we can help him get pneumonia here to add to the Bell's palsy.
Unbelievable. I mean,
my wiener doesn't whistle.
Oh, yeah.
Right, well, he could have whistled yesterday, and then nobody would have heard it.
I didn't even know he did a thing. Who was out there? Marvin? Chris? One of the outside flunkies was out there. Yeah, well, that's a good way to indoctrinate him.
Right.
Send him out to a place where there are no people and do a show. It's like I said, like that thing I went over to see Kurt over in Tampa doing his drag routine in an empty restaurant. There were like 5 people there, and they were all friends and relatives. Nobody. So we're used to it.
Unbelievable. In closing, I want to say, what is a gansa mishmacha?
Have a great life, Pally.
Bye.
A gansa mishmacha. Shmacha. Open line in Broward at Organsa Mishmata. So the Pope broke his leg, by the way. And the altar boys are rubbing it furiously to see if they can make it feel better. And the leg, too. 1236 at WIOD and WSUN.
In a world where things...
41 at WIOD. Happy Friday, one of the greatest days in history. And thanks to Tom Velveeta for all the great courtesies he extended to us. I can't think of any at the moment. All the free rides in that beautiful car. The hockey games last year, the Leafs wiping up the ice with lightning twice in the old barn out there. And then again this year, that gigantic record-breaking crowd for the home opener over there as the Panthers shut out the Lightning 2-0, as I recall, in front of almost 29,000 people. And then the Leafs shutting out the Lightning. How come every time I went over there, they like almost couldn't score? So they'll be glad to be getting rid of me. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today, Neil?
Pretty damn good, pal.
Hey, my name is Juan, man. I'm a Julio. I'm proud of it, buddy.
You're one of them.
Yeah, I'm one of the many here in Hialeah.
Outstanding.
I want to tell you.
Here's one who's willing to stand up and be counted, folks, right here.
That's right.
Julio.
I want to tell you a little story about Luis Miguel. I'm a huge fan like yourself.
You're huge?
Huge. I'm huge.
I believe it.
Okay, I met him about 4 months ago in Cancun.
You did?
Yeah, I met him at a club, Daddy-O's.
Didn't you already tell me this story?
No, I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, okay, because somebody also told me they met him. Maybe it wasn't in Cancun, in some bar.
Really? Well, I met him in Cancun, and it was like the main club there, right?
Yeah.
And the guy's a really nice guy. I went up to him. He was about 100 million girls all over the guy.
Yeah.
And he was buying everybody drinks. I mean, he's a great guy. And I don't blame you for being a huge fan like I am. I've been listening to your show that you're becoming a real big Jerry Rivera fan now.
Jerry, oh, you ought to see that picture I got. It's bigger than life. It's bigger than he is.
You have the CD picture? The one on the CD?
The one, not from the cover. The cover, it looks like a chipmunk on the front. But there's one, the one that's on the CD, you know, that's on the disc itself.
Uh-huh.
Where he's got that, like, shirt tied around his waist.
Right, right, yeah.
And it's,
yo soy, me encanta Jerry Rivera.
Uy.
Hey.
And
I want to sing you a little song. You want me to sing a little song
for you? Well, George isn't here, but go ahead. That'll make it even better. Go ahead.
A little part of the song, just for you. You know, I'm sure you like this song. It goes, Que de malo en amar, que de malo en vivir, que de malo es ser joven y vivir. You like that, huh?
Beautiful.
For you, a little bit for you, mi amigo.
Estoy estrangulando el pollo para acá.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to call my friends douchebags.
Yes.
Not really friends anymore. Rolly Lopez and Dominic Abreu and Rene Lopez. You're a bunch of douchebags. See ya, Neil.
See ya. Yeah. Okay. As they say in Hialeah. See. Yeah. We have an open line in Dade, 751-9463. He didn't say nothing dirty. We don't have our Spanish interpreter here today. He's home nursing his wounds, getting sick in plenty of time for tomorrow's Stone Soul picnic. So anyway, I come in this morning getting ready to... The reason that didn't sound quite as good as it should have, and I apologize, there was no levels on those carts, but I'm coming to dub my stuff, which it sounded real great on the cassette that I brought in. Trust me when I tell you. And I go to in our brand new expensive production studio. Here's Tom Joyner, the fly jock. He be doing his show in there this morning, man. They got the whole thing tied up, like I said. And I got to go in that crappy little... that room is terrible. The stuff that's in there, they should, like, burn it. Burn that thing down, baby, in the room, too. So Tom Joyner's here. In case you don't know, they're having this big Stone Soul picnic, Hot 105 tomorrow. Tom Joyner's in town. The fly jock, who's lowered their numbers at full point in the morning. Okay, let's go to Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil, what's up?
How you doing, sir?
Oh, very well, very well.
Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, same to you.
A great day.
Yep, I'm off, so it's a very great day.
See.
Listen, yeah. Finally I get a chance to thank you for that magazine, the Sports Illustrated, that you sent to me with your signature.
Better late than never, man.
Yeah, it was great. And by the way, I wanted to ask you if there's still a way of getting any of those CDs that you have for The Best of Neil that I never got a chance to buy in any of them.
If you call Halcyon in our programming office, if you call, like, the station main number, 759-4311.
4311.
759-4311 and ask for Halcyon in programming, and she'll let you know if they still have any in the closet there. She'll dig through the closet and see who's in there.
Good. A small spy report here.
See?
On Wednesday, I was on my way to the ballpark, you know, to catch the Marlins game.
Yeah.
And I turn on the other station on AM to see...
Not WQAM.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just to check and see if they were playing because it was raining here in Miami.
Yeah.
And at the exact same time that I turned the radio on, the hangster was on. He went on and said, the time is 6:10, and he caught himself saying 6:10, your call letter.
Uh-oh.
And all of a sudden, you hear a little bit of a silence, and next thing he says, no, 10 after 6, we'll be right back.
Oh, jeez.
Yep.
It got stuck right in his throat, for crying out loud.
It was hilarious.
Beautiful.
Anyway, Neil, you're great. Thanks again for the magazine, and I'll call whomever over there.
Hasta que mil vidas.
Thank you, sir.
See.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Open line and date, 751. It's all Julio Day over here today. We love our Julios, man. Make no mistake about that, especially the ones that look good. And our Juliettes, although they tend to be a little in the closet, and they're probably pissed off about no more Luis Miguel. Well, that's the way it goes. Never say forever, okay? We might, like, bring him back for a guest appearance every now and then and just give him a little bath right here on the air. Wash him off, clean him up, and then spank him a little bit. 1046 at WIOD and WSUN. So anyway, wait a minute. There's something I do have to play here, okay, in honor of our friends since we're saying goodbye to the West Coast.
Oh! Hey, stupid!
Well, I've known my sister all my life. That is why she's now my wife. And I think my son may know it's true. He's my nephew, too. Well, my daddy is my Uncle Joe. My mother is my dear Aunt Flo. It is very plain to see my my first cousin is me.
Beauty. It's 10:51 at WIOD. We got an open line on that cell one line. I don't know what the story is with that thing. They're just reluctant to pound it in this town. Pound IOD. Come on. Nobody will see it. Here's Lake Buena Vista. Hello.
It's like we're back on Sun Country.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like a chronic to me.
No, I'm not a chronic.
Who is this?
It's Bill in Lake Buena Vista.
Oh, you sound just like Super Dave or one of those chronic guys. Jason, you sound just like one of those people.
I'll lose the...
You know what they say in Lake Buena Vista, don't you?
Yahoo!
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
It's Disney loads out here.
First, Disney loads.
First you take
Mouse
away
load.
Rick
Mouse
and
loads.
The Suds.
Uh-huh. Goofy loads.
Yeah. We lose
Duck
Rick
loads.
And the Suds, then Randy, then
yep,
Neil.
Now me, and pretty soon Phil Henry, probably. And then the Jazz Man and Chris Baker, and it'll all be a distant memory of the past.
Well, while you're on one more day, could I make a shameless request?
But of course.
I want to hear, Wanna Kiss Her Butt.
All right.
And can I call a couple people douchebags?
Anything you like today, pal. I'm in such a goddamn good mood, it's frightening.
You are in a swell mood.
I am in a great mood.
Jesse?
I feel like I've emancipated my goddamn self. And to think that they were, like, trying to squeeze another month out of me, forget it. Go ahead.
Okay. Jesse at Channel 6 and Lloyd at Channel 13, you're a couple of weepy-eyed CBS weekend news dripping, oozing things.
Incredible.
Okay.
Thanks a pile.
See?
Yeah.
Beauty. Okay. I like it. 10:52, we have an open line in Broward, 524-9463. I don't want to get myself in a bad mood because I'm going to start thinking about this company and the way they do things and keep stringing it along. Let's, like I said, cut the cord, get on with life. Let Ron and Ron make all their stupid little insipid comments. I just had a spy report. Now they can have a real woman on in midday over there. Yeah. Pick up your dress, okay, will you, Ron? People are starting to talk. He'd fit in good at Nova High. But anyway, now we can start, like, actually going back to, like, our own thing, and we don't have to pacify. And, you know, like I said, it's sad because there were a lot of really nice people over there. There was no accident that we had those thousands of people at the Clearwater Mall. I know that scared the crap out of Opie, and now he's really going to be scared. See, a lot of people would assume his reaction is, well, we chased that fat fag out of here, boy. Well, no, that's not the deal. The deal is that I forced their hand, and now they're going to put on a show that is going to kick ass. It's going to be a local show. It's going to be a spinoff of a show that's already kicking ass. And they're going to, like, they're going to do it, and they're going to put FLA right in the toilet, all the way across. So thank me for that. Just remember that when you're, like, cussing and bitching at me. Just thank me for forcing them to butch up and be a real goddamn radio station, okay? And you too, Lassiter, you fat cow. Thank me, okay? Because otherwise, they'd have let this go on as long as I'd have sat here and put up with it. And I just started playing, like, 6 Luis Miguel records just out of spite to him at about 20-2 just to piss him off, except I wouldn't want to do it to Randy. Anyway, here's South Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I wanted to
ask... It's Bobo Jr.
Yeah, there you go. You got that cart?
Which one?
The Happy Friday.
Does Rick have that on a kind of thing here? Happy as a puppy. Happy birthday, Michael. No, he don't have it.
Listen, did you...
Wait a minute. What is it under?
Right.
Bobo.
Oh, it's under Bobo. Wait a minute. One moment, please. Bodo.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Thanks.
I love it.
Listen, Michelle Gillen. She got her ass kicked off at Channel 4.
Right.
Oh, you know
she's
that?
Taking her needle nose and taking it back and sticking it somewhere.
She's going to be on with Ann, or with Ann and Dwight.
She is?
At night.
She's going back to 10?
She's going back to 10, right?
Circle. I bet you Ann's happy about that.
But we got... What?
I said, I bet you the grandma's happy about that.
Exactly.
Maybe she can ride shotgun while Ann's driving the diesel truck.
Well, maybe. She can help her shift it.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah.
She can keep her hand on it.
This weekend...
Or maybe just one finger, yes?
This weekend's a sad day on the beach. The Paragon Club is closing on Sunday. Prince bought it, and he's putting up his Grand Slam Club there.
Paragon is closing?
Well, Prince bought Paragon.
Oh, my God. What are all these queens going to do now?
They're going to be screaming and screaming. That's
oh,
it.
Man.
But,
well, some of them already are.
Right, exactly.
Many of them.
I was wondering, did you see Larry King the other night with when he had the Mr. Sourpuss himself, Bob Dole, on?
Loan me $50.
Yeah. No, I did not.
Well, he asked a stupid question that he goes, "What?" He says, "Bob, I've seen you in many arenas. What's it like for Bob Dole to cry?" And Bob Dole looked at him and just gave him this sour look. And the guy that was sitting next to Larry looked at Larry askew like, what the hell are you
talking? Kind of a stupid question is that, you slimy butt plug?
He has no
talent.
You
jackass.
I don't understand.
You notice, by the way, he's off a radio everywhere. Nighttime, they weren't making any money. They put him on daytime. He bombed. None of the affiliates wanted to carry it and blow off their great local shows to put his skinny ass on air. So now it's strictly, but in the meantime, he's making millions of dollars and probably still losing it all at the track.
Is that right?
He's still a piece of crap.
Well, that whole thing.
He could be making $100 million and he's still a piece of garbage.
He's a piece of junk.
And we know it here in Miami better than anybody in the world.
Exactly. Well, I have a request.
Yes?
Well, actually, not a request. I want to call somebody a douchebag.
Uh-huh.
Dan, I want to call a douchebag. And, that's
yes.
it.
Yes. Okay.
All right, bye.
See? Yeah. He spoiled it. We have an open line in Dade, 751-9463. Here's South Miami. No, gone. We just did South Miami. Here's Orlando on a mobile. Hello.
Good morning, Neil. How
Buenas
are you?
To you, man.
Well, thank you.
Buena vista to you.
Thanks. Hey, just wanted to call. I saw something on the Orlando News last night. Guess who's looking to buy a house in Orlando? Michael Jackson?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Right by Epcot, no doubt.
Well, probably, yeah, where you can get all the kids coming
He'll
and going.
Fit real good in there, so to speak.
Yeah, certainly.
Uh-huh.
Certainly.
Beautiful.
Well, listen, I didn't know if you'd be interested in that or not. I thought it was kind of interesting.
Why not? Yeah,
there you go. I was wondering if I could make a request since I'm not going to
All
be,
Request Friday. I can't turn down a request on the day of my daughter's departure from Tampa.
Okay. Well, I was hoping to hear Sweet 16.
No sweat.
Thanks.
Have a great life.
You too.
See?
Yeah.
Nice. Open line in Broward, 524-9463. They're calling from Orlando. They're calling from Okefenokee Swamps. They're calling from all over the state. We'll probably get calls from New Orleans. So the deal is we are going to keep, as far as I understand from what George said yesterday, we're going to leave the satellite on, in the on position, for those people who are listening on their SCPC, on their satellites, in Alaska and Arizona, and like the seven others, whatever. And then as soon as Cox Broadcasting puts something else on there, we'll be gone. But in the meantime, we'll be here. Tampa on a Broward line, a smart caller.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Who know how to get right in?
Neil, I'd like to make a pubic service announcement, if I may.
What'd that guy want to hear? Oh, Sweet 16, I got to write these down. Go ahead.
I'd like to make a pubic service announcement. I'd like to proclaim today as an official day of mourning for all of the Neelys in Tampa Bay.
Oh!
And I'm asking that show of support for you that all Neelys driving on the highways in Tampa Bay today drive with their headlights on during daylight hours.
Beautiful.
And one final dying request.
That'll be four or five, yes?
One final dying request. I'd like to hear Jack in the Box, if I could.
No problem.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks for the memories.
See?
Take care.
Yeah. Okay, boy, he sounded depressed, didn't he? Very morbid. We have an open line on the Cell 1 line, which is constant now. I think we're going to have to rip that baby out. We're going to have to reconstruct this whole, reconfigure this whole thing here at Pound IOD. And two in Broward, of course, 524-9463. Here's Orlando again. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
It's Paco. How you doing?
Pretty good.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. First-time caller.
Great.
And probably last time caller as well.
I would imagine.
Did I hear an ad a few minutes ago for, I think it was Eckerd's, where they would give my mother a pearl necklace?
What? Oh, is that there? Yeah, there was an Eckerd spot. I didn't listen to it.
Yeah. I don't know if I want my mother getting a pearl necklace. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Yeah. Anyways, I think the worst thing that's going to happen to the city of Orlando.
Yes?
Is that no one's going to have any material to steal anymore.
That's the end of Jim Phillips.
Yeah, I mean, he's got guys calling and doing your ooh and that kind of stuff.
Are you
and,
serious? What a sleazebag.
You know, I mean, it's going to be tough, but we'll get through and it'll give us a reason to travel down to South Florida.
There you go.
So
have a great life, Paco.
And have a good one, and we'll talk to you soon.
See
ya.
Jordan. Jordan. All right, just keep picking that thing, baby. It's 11:09 at WIOD on a tremendous Friday. You can feel the energy on the bottom of your seat, man. You can just feel it. So anyway, I should give that number for our friend over at the VIP Link Travel, Bob Lincoln, because this is the last day we're on SUN, and I guarantee you, y'all, that there'll be like more than the 32. We still got 18 slots left on that one plane that's going Tampa to a Vegas nonstop direct. There are like 50 seats on that plane. I mean, it's not the whole plane, but I'm just saying there's a section of 50 seats set aside, and we got 32 confirmed reservations, and we still got 18, got plenty of room. If you'd like to go on that thing June 16th through the 19th at the Imperial Palace Hotel, three nights, and the whole thing is going to be great. A great time will be had, and everybody will be had by all. Here's the toll-free number if you want to call Bob today and make your reservations. It's 1-800-233-7264. 1-800-233-7264. 833-7264. And, of course, our local number is 947-6050. 947-6050. Okay, let's just jump right into it. Here's Palm Harbor. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Great.
I'll be towing Bob Lasseter's vehicle this afternoon.
What?
I'm towing Bob Lasseter's vehicle.
Are you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Monday evening, he's going on a boat with Miss Sharon, throwing him in the water.
Okay.
In closing, there's a sign at the cash and carry that says they're hiring night stalkers.
See? Yeah. Cute. We have an open line, and see, that's one of the reasons I'm going to miss it so much. Calls like that. Open line on the green line, 1-800-944-GOODBYE. And here's Hialeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Neil?
Very good. Molto bene.
Mucho bueno.
Si.
Yeah. I'm just calling because yesterday I was listening to your show, which I enjoy.
Of course you do.
Of course.
What's not to like?
I'm not a Julio, though. I'm an Alberto, and I'm only half stick. The other half is WAP.
My Kraut Mick Spickwop friend.
Yes, right.
As they said in The Godfather.
Now, you have a large audience, let me tell you. A large, large audience of Spicks down here.
No, make no mistake about that.
No mistake. Again, I want to tell you, I enjoy the hell out of your show.
I've got a bunch of Puerto Ricans listening out there, man, who are big Jerry Rivera fans, and you can almost feel the grease coming through the speaker. Boy, you must. You're like half Cuban and half Italian.
Yeah.
Boys, talk about grease.
Yep.
You must have to drain your hair every morning for half an hour.
Real greasy and garlicky.
When in doubt, wring it out.
Hey, by the way, the West Coast sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
You have a great day.
A lot of nice people lost over there, but it just needs some help.
Yeah. Well, keep up the good work and have a nice weekend and a great afternoon.
Muchas gracias.
Take care of yourself.
See ya.
Bye.
Open line and Dade, 751. See, I'm even back to the Sears today because I'm in such a good goddamn mood. We've been like a little depressed here the last. Things have been like not all that good, especially when we were like not knowing which hand was wiping the other and what they were wiping it with. By the way, Flora should be here any minute. Now, they're having that chicken lunch, whatever they do, that company thing downstairs. So those people who want to eat the usual pedestrian fare that comes in down there, go right ahead. But I have a feeling we'll have some pretty damn good stuff here in a second. 12 minutes after 11 at WIOD and WSUN. Mandage, by the way, did anybody hear Sports Talk last night and those incredible interviews with Defoe and Mandage and the new Dolphin draft choices? Boy, I tell you, if brains count, we're going to like maybe not win a game all year. It looks like we got a pretty soft schedule, by the way. Do you see that schedule? God, looks like we play a bunch of American Legion teams next season. That should be pretty good. But God almighty, and Two Toes Tim Bowens there. Did you hear him? I mean, they kept, like, asking these, making the questions longer and longer, hoping to elicit a question. I just love football. I'm happy to be playing football. I love being here. But what about that accident? What happened to that foot? I'm happy to be here. I can do what anybody else can. I'm happy to be here. Attaboy, Timmy. You tell him, man. You'll fit right in here. Anyway, let's give him a show. North Miami. Hello.
Yeah, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I'm the guy who's going to the Luis Miguel type.
Oh, muchas gracias.
Anytime,
the best.
I need to lodge a complaint.
See?
Why are you taking off Luis Miguel?
Uh-oh.
I mean, really. Yeah, geez. Maybe you should just move him to, like, after noon or... You know, before the news at noon or something.
Yeah, or maybe like 12:30 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I think that's some nerve that these people have got taking our Luis away.
That's right. That's
See, I don't get that anyway. Now maybe Randy's got a point. When you play it at the end, and it's like a punctuation, like an exclamation point, like that's the end of the show, and those people are not all that crazy about it. They, like, go elsewhere, and they switch the dial around or do something else, then they forget to come back. But if it's, like, in the middle of the show, I mean, they'd have some goddamn nerve to, like, switch away and not come back.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
I think you got a point.
And,
I'm easy.
She should look at it as enema at the end of the show, you know.
A little enema, that's right.
Yeah, clears everything away.
Cleansing experience.
And she gets brand new college.
A fresh start.
Have you ever checked out Australian rules football?
Not for me.
Are you sure?
Why?
No, just, you know.
All those guys running around in kilts or whatever the hell they wear?
It'll catch your eye, you know.
It'll catch my fly?
Yeah.
Well, I'll give a peek. Hey, listen, Isia also wants to thank you for that tape because I loaned it to her and she took it home over the weekend. I had to wring it out when she gave it back to me. That's how soaked it was.
Oh, great.
Trust me.
Great. Okay. Well, I just love to say hello.
Okay.
Okay,
Luis
bye-bye.
Returns, 12:30.
Exactly.
Asta K. See ya.
Bye.
Open line in Dade, 751 and 2 in Broward on a day that everything is just smoking here. And this doesn't augur well for Monday, I'll tell you that. I just sure hope I don't sit here on Monday, which ordinarily Monday sucks to begin with, and then say, oh, gee, I think I made a bad mistake. Because that'll really piss me off big time. 524 WIOD in Broward. Part of the deal is that, well, we'll worry about it on Monday. Because they're going to have to wait a long time today. I'll just tell you that right now. It's not no waiting. It's lots of waiting. Because we got to get to these green lines and say goodbye to all our good friends. They're going to miss us so much. But first, Miami. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you, Neil?
Pretty good, sir.
Hey, how about them Heat, man?
The Heat win again. I almost forgot about that.
Oh!
Heat win a playoff game last night.
But don't you think, I think Miner kind of sucked there.
I didn't pay. I was too busy with my Maple Leafs.
Yeah, man. That guy's something else.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
And you tell me if it's true or not.
Okay.
Yeah, about this Luis Miguel Rivero, whatever his name is.
Ricky Rivero, yeah?
Yeah. They told me, personally, that he's a dick junkie. Is that true?
He likes Nixon?
I don't know
about his politics, but we'll find out. Well, maybe he attended the funeral the other night. He said he likes Nixon, Jason. Don't start getting nervous. We have an open line in Dade, 751. Did he say he's a drug addict? Something like that. Leave Luis alone. Don't ever call his show and badmouth Luis, man, or you have something bad in your mouth fast. Open line in Dade, 751. I think I just said that. I'm telling you, I got more adrenaline flowing. I feel like I'm almost born again here today. I feel like I'm alive, like I got my life back. All of a sudden.
I have no life.
Just the opposite. Au contraire. So anyway, I don't know. 12:30, we'll see. Well, in fact, maybe when we play, we'll see just how wide he opens his mouth. It's 11:21 at WIOD and WSUN.
One of the biggest
hoaxes. At WIOD, one of the nicest Fridays I can think of. Here's the alley on the Star Line. Hello. They're catching up with it.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Pretty good. Turn that radio off, please.
Okay,
you're killing
me. Okay, radio's off.
Okay.
Hey, there's a lot of alligators out here.
All right.
But you're big out here.
Gator country, yeah. I'm number one in gators, man. Also number one in the Gulf.
There's a Swamp Buggy Cafe. They have 610 blaring loud in there.
All right. How you doing there at the Swamp Buggy Cafe?
They love you.
Uh-huh.
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 Anyhow,
yes?
I'm trying to explain to my 11-year-old daughter some of the double entendres that you're using.
Yeah.
What should we tell the children of America about Neil Rogers?
It's in the bag.
It's in the bag?
Douche.
Okay, she wants to say one thing to you. She's a little shy. Can I turn her over to you?
Sure, go ahead.
No!
She's a little shy.
Trace this call.
Hey, listen.
Abductee in the car. Get on the alley.
Against her will.
Yes.
Listen, I want to call somebody a douchebag, please.
Okay.
I want to wish all the Wally C. Gaps, they're all douchebags.
What is her name?
Her name is Ashley.
Have a great life, Ashley.
Thanks.
Boy, boy. Yeah. Okay. We have an open line in Dade, 751, one on the Star Line at Pound IOD. We want to hear from Mobile, Alabama, and New Orleans, and all those other places, all those yahoos all along that Gulf Coast who've been, like, sucking in that SUN signal free all these last almost 2 years now. It really is almost 2 years. It's almost May. We went on there in, like, the end of June, I think, 2 years ago. So it's pretty damn close to 2 years. And I'm pretty damn pumped up about it. Here's the keys on the Pound Line. Hello.
Goodbye, yahoos. Goodbye, yahoos.
Oh.
Goodbye, yahoos. Put your finger back in your nose.
Yes. Beauty.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Did you happen to catch Bob Dole at the Nixon planting the other day?
No, I did not.
Oh, it was a beautiful thing. He had cry and run off stage.
He was planting it?
When they planted Nixon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Dole just lost it. He started crying and said, God bless Richard Nixon and God bless the United States.
Well, you know what Lardass always says? One good fascist deserves another.
That's right.
Right.
And in closing, Neil?
That's in between Deutschland Uber Alice's, yes?
Hey, Tampa, burger you!
See? Yeah. They're a little slow on that. We have an open line on the Pound Line, sell IOD or Pound IOD. Just if you can't pound it, sell it. That's what I always say. Pound IOD or Pound God, like that one guy gets very upset and indignant if I don't say that. Boy, I just, it's like a cleansing, like the air is cleaner in here or something. I know it's psychological, but boy, it's like, man. And one thing I want to say right now, because I know that certain someones, I'm not going to mention any names, are probably going to be doing a lot of bad-mouthing now and making all kinds of accusations, but one thing I'm going to tell you right now, and that is that I'm not saying anything different than I have the last almost 2 years, which is probably one of the reasons that, one of many reasons this show didn't go over that big. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, God, what a great place, and, man, what a sophisticated, great market, and what tremendous people. What am I going to say that for? I mean, what kind of credibility do you have when you just suck around for the purpose of sucking around? It's basically the whole, most of this state is deep south, Yahoo, nose-picking, Bible-thumping, phony, baloney, hypocritical, hard-ass country, and that's it. And we're tickled to death that we weeded out and found, like in the midst of all of that, some real living and breathing people, and that's great, and we appreciate that. Here's Oviedo on 8. Hello.
Hi, Neil. How's
yes, sir.
Doing?
Pretty good.
Say it ain't real, Neil.
It's real, man.
You're leaving.
Israel, as they say in Jerusalem, Israel.
Well, who's going to be filling your slot?
Filling my slot will be a show called Hooters on the Radio. It is.
Seriously.
I'm serial.
I'm sorry.
It's a spinoff of the Ron and Ron Network, and it's going to include Lynn Austin, the Hooter personality Lynn Austin with her big Hooters, and Brenda Lee. And Julie Williams and Fez Douchebag probably and some of those Ron and Ron people. And then, of course, Jason was just asking, it's a good question, what'll be on the weekend, he asks.
Ouch.
I have a feeling like the best of everything, except me.
Yeah. We hate to see you go. Love you, and take care.
I appreciate it. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For the memories.
Okay.
See ya. Boy, they sound a little maudlin over there today. Well, that's the way it goes. You get that loyal but small core. You have a loyal small one. Let's go to a lady. We haven't had, like, no ladies today. Here's a lady in Tampa calling on her dime. Hello.
Oh, Neil, we're dying over here.
Are you?
Yes.
Get used to it.
What's so sad? What are we going to do?
Oh, it'll be okay.
Oh, well, I'm going to Vegas, so I'll get to see you.
Are you going with us? That'll be great. That's another reason the people from over there should go to Vegas. We can have, like, a little reunion with them.
Yes. It'll be so sad.
A little bonding.
But I did get a GE Super Radio, but I can't pick up the station.
No, it's too close to a 620.
Is it?
Yeah,
that's all I got was Blabo.
If you can get a group of your friends together and knock their tower down, it probably would come in a lot better, come in real good.
Yeah, it'd be better if Blabo was under it.
Well, what can I say about him? Just a walking turd burger, just a real bitter disappointment with this whole ambiance of his phony life, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah. But are we going to hear Luis Miguel today?
12:30.
As a last one for us, please.
Oh, that's right. That would be the last one for the West Coast. 12:30 in the p.m., 12:30 sharp.
Yes, and could I have one request?
Anything you like. Today is like a very, very loose Friday.
I want to hear Luis Miguel's Uncircumcised.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
See ya.
We'll miss you, Neil.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Luis Miguel's a... what did he say? If you mess with Nixon's grave, does that make you a dick disturber?